Title: Delaware Supreme Court Shines Spotlight on Boilerplate Purchase Agreement Provisions. Content: This December, the Delaware Supreme Court penned two decisions that shined the spotlight on purchase agreement provisions that are often afterthoughts in negotiations. In Golden Rule Financial Corporation v. Shareholder Representative Services, No. 61, 2021, 2021 WL 575-4866, Delegate December 3, 2021, Order. The court reviewed the post-closing true-up language and determined that consistently applied accounting principles in the post-closing true-up does not necessarily mean in the same manner as had been applied prior to closing. And in AB Stable 8 LLC v. MAPS Hotels and Resorts 1 LLC, A.3D, 2021 WL 583-2875, Delegate December 8, 2021. The court confirmed what it means to operate a business in the ordinary course between signing and closing during a pandemic. The Golden Rule and AB Stable decisions provide an insightful frame of reference for practitioners to rethink what these provisions mean and how they may want to recraft them to allocate risk as intended. Golden Rule Financial Corporation v. Shareholder Representative Services. This case involved the purchase of another company. Under the purchase agreement, the base purchase price was subject to a post-closing purchase price adjustment. The post-closing adjustment followed the typical format. First, sellers provide prior to closing an estimated balance sheet and a schedule showing an estimate its tangible net worth. Post-closing, buyer provides sellers a final statement prepared in accordance with the accounting principles, consistently applied. The purchase agreement also provided that tangible net worth be determined in accordance with the accounting principles. The accounting principles, in turn, follow a hierarchy. A. The accounting principles and policies specifically set out below, the specific policies, B. To the extent not addressed in paragraph A, and not inconsistent with GAAP, as applicable, the accounting policies, principles, procedures, rules, practices, methodologies, categorizations, and definitions used to prepare the audited GAAP annual consolidated balance sheet as at December 31, 2018, C, to the extent not addressed in paragraphs A and B, GAAP, as applicable. If the final tangible net worth exceeded the target peg of $52 million, buyer would true up the sellers the excess of the peg. Likewise, if the tangible net worth fell below the peg, the sellers would true up buyer. In preparing its estimated balance statement and schedule, sellers incorporated the recent accounting standard update ASC 606. Even though the target company was not obligated to comply with ASC 606 under the accounting standards until after closing, ASC 606 was also added as one of the specific policies under the accounting principles hierarchy. Sellers provided an estimated balance sheet and schedule showing a tangible net worth of $40.75 million, or $11.25 million below the peg. When buyer completed its post-closing statements, it discovered sellers had incorrectly applied ASC 606. If applied consistently with seller's methodology, the final tangible net worth would have been $35 million, $17 million below the peg. If applied correctly, that number would be $73.7 million, well above the peg. Buyer informed sellers of the error and provided a final statement that incorporated sellers' incorrect but consistently applied ASC 606 application. Sellers disputed the final statement and the parties commenced final determination with a third-party auditor. Before final determination, buyer filed suit in the Court of Chancery for a declaration that the purchase agreement requires the same, consistent application of ASC 606 as had been applied by sellers. The Court of Chancery dismissed the action, holding that the final tangible net worth figure must incorporate ASC 606 as correctly applied. The Delaware Supreme Court affirmed the dismissal. It ruled, essentially, that because the specific policy of ASC 606 was at the top of the accounting principles hierarchy, an incorrect application would effectively result in ASC 606 being left unapplied. It disagreed with Bayer's interpretation because consistently applied here is more reasonably interpreted as preventing either party from opportunistically picking and choosing different treatments under GAAP rather than applying the agreed upon GAAP provisions. Takeaways: consistently applied does not mean